60 Seconds by Melon Cafe. Fandom, Stray Kids. Read by Pieces of Stars. 1. Han Ji-sung is born at 11:59 p.m. on the 14th of September. He puts his mom through 6 intensive hours of labor because, and his exact phrasing here is, you can't rush perfection. 2. 60 seconds later, Felix follows after him at 12 a.m. on the dot. 3. The total difference between them is a minute that carries the weight of a day. 4. Lee Felix Yongbok is born on September 15th. 5. Their families are delighted to have happy, healthy sons be born and be so close in age. 6. Their mothers have been best friends since infancy and are determined to raise their sons in much the same way. 7. Although they look nothing alike, Felix and Ji-sung grow up being referred to as the twins, partially because Mrs. Han loves dressing them in outfits she buys during those two-for-one sales at Pottery Barn Kids. 8. They even celebrate their birthdays together as well, both being too young to question why the party alternates days between the 14th and the 15th every year. 9. Ji-sung genuinely believes that they are actually twins, until the year he enters grade school, and for the first time, Felix doesn't follow him where he goes. 10. Felix can't. The cutoff for kindergarten enrollment is 14th of September. 11. Felix was born on the 15th. 12. The 7 hours of the day he usually spends with Ji-sung is spent with cartoon characters like Doraemon and Pororo instead. Two friends to replace the one. But it isn't the same. 13. Felix could make 1 million friends throughout the course of his lifetime, and none of them would ever compare to Han Ji-sung. 14. Most days while Ji-sung is away, Felix goes over next door. Mrs. Han lets him hang out by himself in Ji-sung's room. He has a better and more extensive Pokemon collection that Felix likes to peruse to pass the time. 15. He goes out and waits for Ji-sung by the foyer when the clock strikes 2:42. 16. Sometimes they miss each other, because Ji-sung goes straight over to Felix's place after getting off the bus. 17. Ji-sung says he likes it when Felix is the first person he sees when he gets home from school. 18. Felix is too young to know what it is, that sticky feeling in his chest. When the words bloom warm inside of Felix's heart, nectar dripping down his ribcage, Felix mindlessly savoring the honeysuckle joy. 19. Summer becomes Felix's favorite season. He craves the languid afternoons, trying to cool themselves minutely in front of a rotating fan because the central air conditioning in the building broke down again, sharing popsicles on the curbside while watching the sunset in the gap between two telephone poles on the horizon. 20. Summers are when Felix gets to have Ji-sung all to himself. 21. Felix hates it when Ji-sung talks about people that Felix doesn't know. Yeji and Hyunjin and Jisoo and Chani. Spaces between names that Felix will never grow big enough to fill. Inside jokes that Ji-sung tries to explain but Felix will never be privy to. 22. These bone-deep feelings of insecurity, the fear of someday being replaced, get better throughout the years. 23. Felix is lightness personified. He burns those ugly emotions out of his heart. 24. Or maybe it's the case that Felix shines bright enough to blind even himself to the way those emotions curdle like spoiled milk. 25. Lixie, you're like the sun, Jisung beams. But on most days, Felix feels more like a solar eclipse, completely engulfed by the cast of Jisung's shadow. 26. If I'm the sun, then you're like the universe, ever expanding without a fixed point. Felix's gravity has no sway over him. 27. Jisung clings to him anyway. Lashes fluttering, he asks, "Baby, are you flirting with me right now?" 28. No. 29. Felix isn't flirting. Felix is baring his heart. 30. Jisung knows Felix and all of his many facets, except for the one that matters most. 31. In the blink of an eye, 18 years pass. 32. Jisung is headed off to university in the city. From their little podunk town by the sea, Seoul is a 3-hour train ride away, and it'll take Felix 12 shifts worth of bagging groceries to make enough money to visit. 20 more to book a place to stay for the night. 33. He could potentially bunker down with Jisung in his dorm room in his twin XL bed, limbs tangled together in a tight squeeze, breaths intermixed. Felix shoving Jisung's face away in the morning when he wants to see if he can melt Felix's freckles off with the strength of his morning breath. 34. Felix doesn't want to ask, though. He doesn't want to hear the words, "Sorry, but..." 35. Jisung will probably be home for the holidays. Christmas, all the way through New Year's, definitely. But maybe not Chuseok. 36. "You don't even care about college," Felix complains. He watches as Jisung packs his life away into 2 suitcases and a duffel bag to take to school. He pays more attention to the things Jisung is choosing to leave behind. 37. "Yeah, but you know my parents won't let me pursue music without trying it out for a year. And I can network and make industry connections easier in Seoul. Really lay some groundwork for something other than a mediocre SoundCloud career." 38. "I wish I could come with you." 39. "Soon," Jisung promises. 40. Between them is a minute that holds the weight of a year. 41. The station is crowded on the day of Jisung's departure. Jisung's parents drop him off and say their teary goodbyes in the car. Felix, unable to let go as easily, ends up following Jisung all the way inside. He thinks Jisung appreciates having Felix's steadying presence beside him in the midst of it all. 42. "When is your train supposed to arrive?" 43. "At 2:15. 44. 14:15. He wants to laugh. 45. "How poetic," Felix thinks and hates it. He hates the inherent poetry of being born one day apart, the stanzas and lines in his heart that he can't put into words. "I love you, I miss you, I want you to stay." 46. 10 minutes left. There's a countdown happening in the back of his mind. 47. He feels his hands curl into fists, pulse pounding, palms sweating. 9 minutes now. 48. "Don't forget about me, Sungi." He has to cough to clear the sentimentality clogging his throat. Felix shouldn't get too emotional. There's a lot he wants to say. "I love you. I miss you. I want you to stay." 49. Jisung already looks like he's on the verge of tears. His bottom lip wobbles between the swell of his cheeks before it's trapped beneath the bite of his two front teeth. He's always been the biggest crybaby between the two of them. "Of course I won't forget you. How can I when you've been my hamboki, my happiness for the last 18 years? I swear, that whole minute before you were born was the darkest minute of my life." 50. "You're so dramatic for no reason." 51. "It's true," Jisung insists. 52. "Yeah, why are you crying? It's not like you're dying or something. You'll be back before the end of the year." "Han Jisung, quit it with the waterworks. You're gonna make me cry too." 53. "It's just..." Jisung wails, for once not caring about other people's passing stares. "I love you, Lixie. I'm in love with you. I'm going to miss you so, 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 so much. Who's going to bake me brownies when I fail another math test and give me neck massages when I stay up too late, hunched over my desk writing lyrics again? How am I supposed to be without you?" He looks at Felix expectantly through dewdrop eyes. 54. Felix's mind draws a blank. The only thing he can say is, "What the fuck?" 55. Jisung bristles immediately. "Hey, dickhead, I just told you I'm in love with you. How the fuck are you going to answer my fucking confession with a fucking swear?" 56. "Because I wanted to confess first. How are you going to beat me out of the womb and then beat me to this too? How is that fair?" 57. There's only a minute left. Felix can see the train approaching in the distance, brakes screeching as it comes gradually to a stop. Desperately, he reaches for Jisung and winds his arms around Jisung's neck. "I love you. I'm in love with you too, and have been since the day I was born." 58. Jisung smirks as he leans into the embrace. "I've loved you for longer then. I've loved you since the day I was born, 60 seconds before you." 59. "Shut up," Felix instructs before he finally closes the gap, mouth to mouth, lips to lips, heart to heart. 60. 60 seconds of bliss. The end. Thank you for listening.